Now, the equilibrium between the cyclic form of the sugar, the hemiacetal form, and the open chain, that Fischer projection form of the sugar, involves the alpha and beta animers. So here we have got on the right hand side the beta anima. So the anima is just saying it's a specific type of isomer which occurs when we have isomerization at the anomeric carbon. So this is a beta anima, and the pyranose is referring to the size of the ring system. You'll see the ring system here has got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 atoms in the ring. So a 6-atom ring is called a pyranose ring. So that's how all of a sudden the name glucose has turned into beta-D-glucopyranose. So this is now fully specifying which particular form of that sugar we're looking at. So that beta anima then is in equilibrium with the open chain form where we've got the aldose sugar, and then the aldose sugar is also in equilibrium with the alpha anima. Now, because these are chiral centres, we find that the beta anima has got a characteristic specific rotation. So remember, this is our symbol down here for specific rotation, alpha in square brackets at 25 degrees, and this is saying that that specific angle of rotation is 112 degrees, and over here the specific rotation of the beta anima is plus 18. Now we then measure the glucose at 25 degrees, what do we find? We find a value of 52.7. So that's indicating of those two forms then, we've got 26% alpha, 64% beta, and only a tiny percentage in the open chain form. So most of it then is in the hemiacetal form. Mutarotation is simply the change in specific rotation that occurs if we put a pure anima into solution as a result of the spontaneous conversion through that open chain form into the other anima. So put a big star beside that page. It's one of my favourite questions on carbohydrates is, what is mutarotation?